Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jean-Michel Supraya is making his first appearance on our program today. He's not only a producer and arranger, but also a musician in his own right. He's here to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you and also with other artists as well. Jean-Michel, hello to you, and thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Travis. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really excited to be able to speak with you because one of the things that I did when I was prepping for this segment, Jean-Michel, is I watched an interview where you were talking about what it was like for you to work with an artist. And I can only imagine, I mean, as someone who loves music as you do, you know, it has to be a great joy for you to actually to see artists that are so excited about what you've been able to create, you know, that they then can make their own. When did you know you had this gift, Jean-Michel, to be able not only to create music but also to find that special thing for those artists?
I mean, I start to compose because actually I was paralyzed when I was 14 and I was in bed all day. So my mom gave me a keyboard and I start to compose without even knowing what I was doing. But it was really interesting because I start to have like a vision, a clear vision of music, arrangement, space, and everything started like that. And later, a few years later, I start to put a band together, and I found myself to, you know, to conduct everybody, say, yo, you're going to do that, you're going to do that, and I start to write the score. And I realized that I was producing. I didn't know that I was a producer at the time, but I was doing that without knowing, and everything started like that. Yeah.
Wow. And now here you are, you know, being respected not only as an artist, but someone who definitely has an ear and a gift. You know, it has to be a great source, you know, of validation for you. You know, our listeners here on the radio, Jean-Michel, heard my interview yesterday with Kylie Marcus. And she was talking to us about how you kind of helped her with the single Yellow Shirt that we're actually going to be listening to a little bit later here. You know, when you hear artists like that say that you helped to bring out something in them that they didn't know they had, how does that make you feel?
I guess that it means that I'm doing something right. And also my job is to get the trust first and then get the best from the artist and looking for the magic. So without this magic, we've got nothing. So it's very important to connect and to see clearly. And the artists, they're young, they're discovering themselves. They don't really know who they are. So my job is to help them. They've got everything inside. I just help them to figure it out a little bit faster maybe and get to go to the next level.
Right, right. Wow. Well, that in itself, I think, has to be a gift. The video that I referenced earlier, it was actually with you were talking, Jean-Michel, about the artist Justice, and you know, and what it was like for you when she, you know, heard what you had created. You know, you mentioned, of course, how this all began for you, and I think that really goes back to the appreciation that you have of music. What has music meant for you? I mean, for some people, as you know, people, you know, when they're feeling a certain way, music kind of helps to accompany that or can sometimes help them come out of a funk that they're feeling. What does music do for you today?
I mean, music clearly saved my life because when I was paralyzed again, I was completely lost because before that I was a soccer player and I was my life was sport. And when I had this back injury, I was completely lost. So music helped me to refocus, to play with my dream. I saw some music in my dream, I was inspired, vision, and that put me back on track. So that's why I will always say that music saved my life, and it's helped me to save people's lives sometimes. It's happened, and to make people better. So that's clearly a healing process, and again, some magic. We can. It's hard to describe, but it's so beautiful, you know?
Right, right, exactly. It definitely is that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Jean-Michel Supraya. He's making his first appearance on our program today. He's a producer, arranger, musician, an individual who definitely has an ear for music as well as has a great gift of being able to bring out greatness in others. Have you gotten used to the idea, Jean-Michel, of people not only being fans of your work, but looking forward to that next thing? That always is so exciting for me when I hear people, you know, talk about, you know, how much they enjoy, you know, a certain producer's work, or they can tell when someone has been involved in a project. Is that something that you've gotten used to?
I suppose. I mean, for me, I just doing my job, so
yeah.
It's natural, and I help in many ways. I cannot sign anybody, so I help people for live performance. Sometimes they trying to perform in Los Angeles, and they don't know how to do that, so they come to me, and I guide them. So I just there to help as much as I can.
You're right.
Yeah.
And in helping, though, you know, that in itself, though, Jean-Michel, you know, is not something, unfortunately, that everyone does. What makes you want to do even that? Because, you know, there are some people who say, hey, I had to figure it out. You have to figure it out on your own. What makes you want to say, you know, if I know, I'm willing to help you?
Yes. I mean, it was very hard for me. I had to figure it out myself. So when I feel the love, when I feel like this person really want to do it and they need some help, I do it. I will not help someone that doesn't want help themselves, you know, because
yeah.
It's a waste of time. So I have to technically figure it out, you know, the passion. And if there is passion, I'm there.
Right. Right, yeah. You know, I love that word. Passion is one of my favorite words, Jean-Michel. We use it on this show all the time because I think without passion, you really can't do anything. I mean, you really cannot do anything well, especially, and you definitely can't have the longevity and you can't have the respect as individuals that, like yourself, have been able to have. You know, are you already thinking about when it comes to, I mentioned the artist Justice and, of course, Kylie Marcus, who I had the privilege of speaking with. You know, those are individuals that, you know, definitely, you know, look at you and look at what you've done for them, and it made an impact on them. And that's what Kylie said to us here on this show. Do you see that as part of your legacy in music, being able to have an impact in the lives not only of other artists, but also in music lovers?
What I say to them, I tell them that, you know, I'm here to help. I give you wings, and then you can fly. They can do whatever they want, but my job is to make them, to teach them to be solid, because this business, it's really hard, and there is a lot of competition. So we do at JM West Entertainment artist development to help them to get stronger and to give them wings. It's like a parent who sends their kid to college. You know, they cannot be always with them, but they have to give them the foundation. And that's
right.
Technically what I do. After that, you know, I don't know, you know.
Look, well, you know what? I think to be able to give them wings is enough of a gift, Jean-Michel. I mean, I think that in itself – is something definitely that they appreciate. Jean-Michel, you and I, we connected recently on Twitter. You know, you've been able to stay connected with people that way. Social media is one of those new things that has kind of come about and really changed the way we communicate with each other, as well as how we're able to discover, you know, new talent and connect with it. What has that part of the experience been like for you, to be able to connect with individuals through social media, as well as to be able to see, you know, how you're able to you know, to use that forum to be able to share what you're doing?
Yes, technology, social media, it's definitely great and great tools. And it's everything is faster, easier, and I use it a lot, in particular to make music. Now, about the social media, I have a team who work about that. I'm not completely on it all the time because I have no time, but I definitely read and receive all the contact and answer back. That's my rule. You send some music, anything, I always listen to everything, and I answer to all my messages. So it's definitely something great and easy for the new generation. Yeah.
Exactly, definitely that. And we're going to be letting our listeners know, Jean-Michel, how they can stay in contact with you, as well as, of course, be able to find some of the artists that you work with. You have them all connected on your website. We're going to be giving that out here in just a moment. I want to go back to that word passion for just a moment and what you said, because that really, you know, really is something that I get excited about. Because do you tell people, Jean-Michel, that really to be successful, that they have to really believe in themselves first? Is that one of the things that you try to get them to understand?
Yes, completely, yes. They have to know who they are first, because otherwise they lost. And since this business, and not just music, movie, this business in general, entertainment, it's so crazy. Everything goes so fast. So if you don't know who you are, you're going to be lost very fast. And that's why there is so many confusion for artists, and some of them do drugs or whatever, and they're not strong enough to take it. So yes, they have to have the passion and know who they are. And without that, it's even for me hard to help them. So yeah, it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, congratulations to you on what you've been able to do, Jean-Michel. And what I think is so great about you is that the humble spirit that you have, and the way that, as you said, you just want to help. And I think, you know, you're able to do that in so many different ways, both as a listening ear, but also as a guide for individuals who are really trying to find their voice. And I love that you said, you know, you give them their wings, and that is really all they need to be able to fly. Again, everyone, I've been speaking to Jean-Michel Supraya here on our program. You can stay in contact with him and the artists that we mentioned here, including Justice and Kylie Marcus, by going to his website at www.jmwestentertainment, and entertainment is spelled out, .com. Again, that's jmwestentertainment.com. And there you can find out more information about Jean-Michel, as well as the artist that he has had the privilege of being able to work with. Jean-Michel, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, the pleasure's definitely been all mine. For our radio listeners, you guys will be hearing the single I mentioned earlier, Yellow Shirt, by Kylie Marcus here in just a moment. That song is available right now. Of course, you can get it on Amazon.com, as well as, of course, being able to get it on iTunes as well. So make sure you guys are supporting that single. If you came in late and missed part of this segment on the online side, you can catch the link both on our Facebook and Twitter pages just by going to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb or Twitter.com/CyrusWebb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.